What's up, guys? BDS is in the building, okay? And we are back for another episode of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence.
Hey, guys. We are excited to be back. This is adding some great routine in our lives during this quarantine time. And we love checking in with you all each week on different subjects and topics. So today, I am letting my husband take it over.
Yes. Well, we hope everyone is staying safe and healthy during these times. Okay, practicing social distancing. Obviously, most of us, if not all of us, are home. Okay. And also, big shout out to all the essential workers in our country, everyone that works at grocery stores, everyone that works at hospitals. Not all heroes wear capes, they wear scrubs and they wear aprons. Thank you so much for your service.
Yes, guys, thank you. We would not be able to function in this new normal world if it wasn't for people like you going outside and to work every day and risking your lives to make sure that we have food, groceries, health, and everything else that we need. So thank you for that.
And a lot of you guys want to know how we stay busy during the quarantine. Are we staying on our diets? How are we getting exercise? How are we getting along? So we want to answer all your questions. Before we go into that, honey, I mean, explain to them that what we're doing during the quarantine of 2020 is very similar to how we normally operate, and how we normally operate during anything is we operate one day at a time.
Yes, we definitely operate one day at a time and try not to think too far ahead into the future.
Exactly.
Because you're going to end up like tripping over yourself. You know what I mean? Like you're trying to solve tomorrow's problems,
yes,
or next week's illness or next year's financial burden. You're just going to get so tripped up in the moment and get yourself overwhelmed with problems that don't even exist
yet.
Yes,
I would suggest, guys, to put one foot in front of the other. What I love to do is I love to lead with fitness. And I also lead by example. So when my wife sees me every day in the morning leading with, you know, exercise, she also exercises. You know what I'm saying? So if you guys are also in a household that, you know, half of you guys participate in exercise and the other half doesn't, I think that if you lead by example, I think the other half will follow suit.
Yeah, right? You're setting a good tone of bettering yourself. And the people around you, whether they're doing it or not, they are taking notice. And it's like kind of surrounding yourself with positive people, places, and things. So if you're the significant other that's working out every day, you know, just keep on your routine, stay focused, stay positive, because you don't know which day that other significant other may pick up, you know, the iPad and go for a walk
or go
on the treadmill and might like slowly approach their fitness goals,
you know,
as well.
A lot of my friends hit me up all the time for advice, and go figure, 10 years ago, I wouldn't have thought anybody would be hitting up BDS for advice. But my friends hit me up and I say, Mike, man, I'm in a rut. You know, I don't know what, you know, what to do, where to start. I always tell everyone, family, friends, fans, anyone hitting me up in the DMs, to lead with fitness, to get back to the basics. And once you start with fitness, it's sort of like a domino effect into nutrition. Because once you start working out and getting the body moving, the endorphins start to flow, you start to feel better, you start to look better, you start to take care of yourself more. You start to look in your fridge and you're like, you know what, I'd rather have some fruit, or I'd rather have something healthier now than some of the processed sugary foods that really don't do your body very good. All right, guys. And then from that particular point, it goes even further to you being more positive in life, you performing better at your job, you having more.
Yeah, it'll overflow into every aspect of your life.
More positive.
You'll just feel better.
More positive relationships, you know, and then you guys go into, okay, you know, what I like to say is if there's a positive negative list in life. And if you have some things in that are in the negatives, then you slowly start to take them out. If there's any negative relationships, you put up boundaries.
Yeah, and I also think that being an entrepreneur / self-employed during this time is a benefit to the creative aspect of staying on a healthy routine in your life. Because when you are self-employed or, you know, work in different kinds of industries like we do, we dabble in everything.
Yeah.
We don't have structure.
Yeah.
So we rely on ourselves.
Yep.
and each other and the structure of our household to feel an everyday normalcy of being up by a certain time, being in the shower, getting certain different projects done every day, following up on emails, you know, following up on financial duties, and just really staying focused like you have a boss waiting for you at the end of the day, because that's you.
At the end of the day, you are your own boss.
But I think a lot of people are struggling with the lack of structure because a lot of people do have 9 to 5s or whatever the hours are that, you know, they know their commute's an hour long. They know they're going to be at their desk from this time to this time, and then they're home cooking dinner, and then they're like, how do I even, one, enjoy being off from work and having a break, but then two, also feel productive and motivated. And I think it really is the time to just, you know, reevaluate your own routines, because whatever you're doing every day and adding into your daily routine is either going to help you in the long run, or it's going to deteriorate.
It's already going to break you down.
So now's the time to really take a look at, like, I saw a meme out there that's like, before we all rush back to our old routines, take a look at what's worth rushing back to.
Oh God, I like it. Very, very nice. Yeah, honey, we just said it. You are your own boss in life. I think people have to understand that they can take their power back in life, okay? And you have control over almost, if not everything, in your life, okay? I see a lot of people hit us up about, you know, how do you move past negatives in your life? Well, first of all, guys, not everything in your life is negative. You have to focus on the positives, all right? There are some things in life that you're not going to be able to control. Yeah. And those are the things that you let go and you let God handle it. And you start to focus on the things that you can change.
But I have to say, from experience, the places you're going to grow and evolve are not when it's easy.
The places
where you're going to rise above and find better ways to live and more creative ways to make yourself happy.
Preach.
And,
I love it.
Succeed.
You're right.
Personally, emotionally, financially.
Are the tough times. The tough times.
Yeah, those are the times when you're learning life's greatest lessons.
Yeah.
So it might not feel good or comfortable, but it is a necessity of the person who you're going to eventually be.
Honey, you're really stepping up today on your podcast game, because I really felt what you just said. A lot of the times in the past couple of years during my comeback, when I would face an obstacle, I had realized that once I got past this obstacle, I would be stronger emotionally, you know, mentally, spiritually. And so when I faced a challenge, I knew I was that much closer to success.
Yes.
A lot of people face failures and they give up. Mm-hmm. They don't realize that failures are a breadcrumb trail to winning.
You're learning each step of the way what doesn't work or what could go absolutely terribly wrong. You make sure never to make that mistake again. They're really life lessons.
People also say to me, Mike, what would you tell yourself in your 20s? And to be honest with you,
hold on.
I would just tell myself to hold on, okay? Because I wouldn't change anything, because those mistakes that I made when I was younger, when I was young and dumb, I wouldn't be the man that I am today in my 30s.
Yep.
Okay?
And nothing is worth changing that. Like, every horrible, uncomfortable experience was worth it where you are today.
Makes you into the person that you are. But at the end of the day, some people, not everyone, becomes better. Some people choose to take the negative side and become bitter.
Yeah.
So there's not always a happy ending. You have the choice, guys.
And it's all only up to you. You're the only one standing in your own way. You're the one that has the power to change it. I just remembered what I wanted to say. So I think real growth is when you are faced with a really tough situation or hard obstacle. And instead of, and I practice this, so I'm very proud of myself instead of quitting and getting really anger filled and frustrated and seeing red, I say, like, what could this be teaching me?
Oh, yes. It kind of reminds me of,
I learn from this? Like, how can I make this, what I'm looking at as a horrible thing, positive to change my life in a better? Like, how can I approach it to find the good in it?
Yeah. And you know what that is? That is goals so strong that loss and obstacles only prove as motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you have to see it. When you face obstacles in life, And we've said it before, an obstacle is a brilliantly disguised opportunity for you to rise above.
Exactly.
So never, never quit on yourself. You know, whatever it is, you know, you could be 30 pounds overweight. You could be 40 years old, 50 years old. Never say never, okay? You just have to put the work in, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back in the fight.
Yeah, we've been dusting ourselves off for years now, guys.
Yeah, we have. We faced some pretty tough battles. You know, we faced, you know, active addiction. We faced active recovery. We have faced, you know, the court system. We faced the prison system. You know, our jobs in itself, entertainment is a very competitive industry, and there's always ups and downs with that as well. So everyone is facing a fight in life. And I think that's why it's always important to lead with kindness. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, to be honest with you, money and status and cars, they don't really impress me. You know what impresses me? Someone that is kind, someone that is positive, someone that helps others. That's what impresses me. Also, if you're going to show me a truck, hopefully it's a food truck. That impresses BDS. I love food. We also get a lot of DMs about people that are trying to get sober, people that are trying to save their life. Someone hit us up recently and said, I'm 216 days sober. Any advice? You inspire me. Now, my wife probably knows exactly what I'm going to say. First of all, congratulations on the 216 days sober. You are a warrior. You were taking the path less traveled. But at the end of the day, if I had any advice, I would just tell you to keep doing what you're doing. Take it one day at a time. And after that one day at a time, when you're in your bed and when you're going to sleep at night, say a prayer. Let God know. Let the universe know that you did your best. And let go and let God handle the rest. And that is it. And then the next day when you wake up, do it all over again, okay? And the best thing about that is I want you to try to improve from the day before. And if you say to me, what do you mean improve? I'm going to say, well, I'd like you to try to improve in any aspect of your life. Any aspect would be mentally, physically, spiritually, personally, or professionally. And the easiest example that I can do and or explain to you guys is, you know, with fitness. Get some fitness in. Lead with fitness. If you worked out 3 days for the week, okay, work out 4 days for the week now, okay? If you worked out for 5 days of the week, work out for six. Always implement a rest day and always implement balance. Also, another thing that you can do is easy is with diet. Diet is easily changed for the better, whether it's eating more more whole foods, eating less sugary sodas and processed foods. Those those are areas that can be easily changed and implemented. And you'll start to see a positive change in your life just from the getting activity, just from eating better. And like we said in the beginning of this podcast, it rolls into everything from your relationships to your job performance to people wanting to be around you. And then, like I said, one day at a time leads to weeks at a time, months at a time, now to years. I'm now going on 5 years of clean and sober time in December. And I feel like, I'll be honest, like $1 million. And I continually try to challenge myself with the same principles that I'm explaining to you now. Improvement on yourself from the day before. You never compare yourself. Never do that. You were born an original. Don't die a copy.
Yeah, I love that. It's never get off that road. And that's, it's a lifelong
pursuit.
Exactly. And I think that's what a lot of people in early recovery don't always realize, that it's a forever. It's a forever treatment plan. You know, it's a forever one day at a time. And just congratulations to you. Stay on that road. Stay focused. Stay grateful for what you have in your life, what you've rebuilt over this time. And let the people know that are in your lives. Now is a good time to let them know that, how important they are to you and that you care about them. And they are also a testament to your success of recovery too.
Oh, that sounds great.
And surrounding
great,
you with that positivity.
Being grateful always attracts more blessings.
Yep.
That's just the way that we live our life. People also want to know how we are motivated on a daily basis to become our best self? Like, why are we even doing this? What motivates us?
What motivates us in our household, I think, is just finding that higher level of feeling good, just doing, building on each day.
Yeah.
As a little bit better than the last.
Yes.
And it sounds silly repeating everything he just said, but that's literally how we live our lives every single day.
But do you remember when it was bad? Which, yeah, I'm sure you do. Maybe remind, let's rewind this 5 years ago, okay? When we were on the balls of our ass. And we were hurting. You know, we were either living in an apartment or not much money, lots of bills, and we were struggling. What was your mindset then?
My mindset then was just to make it through every day. And mm-hmm. we spent a lot of time in the gym.
Yes.
Because we weren't really having a lot of work going on.
Oh my God. I have to stop you for 1 second. And I don't want to interrupt you, but this is so important that I mention this. Me and my beautiful wife here, a couple years ago when we were living together, we were sharing an apartment with someone. And they had no hot water, honey?
Yeah, the person we were staying with, someone, they, I guess, didn't pay their water or whatever.
Yeah.
They shut off their water bill.
And there was no hot water in our apartment. And me and my wife had to be creative to try to continue to move forward, to progress in our life. We would go to the gym every single morning, lead our life with fitness, and we would shower at the gym, change at the gym, because of that obstacle.
Yeah,
it forced us to be creative. It forced us to sort of, what's the word? Humility?
Persevere. That's definitely humbled ourselves at the same time. And I looked forward to go to the gym every day, not only because I was going to work out and feel good. At the time, I couldn't even comprehend that I was going to be in the best shape of my life during that time frame.
Yes, but
I wanted a hot shower. So every day, I packed my gym bag. And we went to the gym, I worked out, I showered, and then we went on with our day. We
went on with a day. And the reason why I share that story with you guys is because everyone has obstacles in life. No one's life is perfect. Okay, we didn't complain. I really didn't tell anybody about what was happening at that time. We just solved it ourselves, okay? And that's what you need to do. You need to be a part of the solution, not the problem. And I use now, to this day, 5 years later, I use a lot of the hard times I had when I was younger, in active addiction, when I was in prison, to motivate me now to continue to be in my best shape, mentally, physically, to just help those that may have also fallen and may have lost hope. You know, those are the people that may have lost the fight as well. I want to remind them that the comeback is always greater than the setback. And that's why we share our story today. And guys, people also want to know, how are we adjusting, or how well did we adjust? Or it's actually a question for me. How well did we adjust to civilian life after I was released? And I want you to answer, how well did I do when I got out?
Oh my God, I was really concerned about
him. Yeah, you were.
Because it's a life-changing thing, and it's not something I've ever experienced in my life where a family member went to prison. So I really want, I'm a very protector, like mama bear over him and anybody close to me. So when he came home, we were scheduled to go right to work immediately. And I was really cautious about it and tried to stay on top of everything to make sure that nothing was ever too overwhelming for him, because I had to keep in mind that he was coming home from a traumatic experience.
A federal institution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know what condition he was going to be in, where his mental state of mind may be. You know,
my health wise, I had to go to a doctor.
We needed to make sure he was healthy. And I don't know what really went on behind closed doors there. Like, I wanted to make sure his sobriety was not tested and that he wasn't going to then be tested with it again coming home. So I was really concerned, but he ended up doing amazing.
Yeah.
He is...
I just held myself to a very high standard.
Yeah, and Mike's just a very unique person. I feel like not many people have his outlook on life. But when Mike is sober and clean, which he is and has been for almost 5 years, he is just vibrating on such a higher level that so much of the... of the little things in life that set people back so much or like devastating to people don't even affect him. He's just like, you know, flying above them and they're like not even bumps in the road. Like he's just so high above on the radar. And he really went right back to work. I mean, I know you guys see certain things on TV and then don't always know the timeline, but when I went to pick him up from Otisville on September 12th, 2019, I brought a camera crew with me. We left at 3:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And it was
two and a half hour drive. 2.5 hour drive, yeah.
And they filmed every single moment. We didn't know if they were going to get the shot of me walking out of the facility with him because I had to go in and give him his clothes to change into.
You gave me a Fila jumpsuit?
No, I gave you, you were going to wear that.
I was going to wear
that. You did sweatpants.
And the comeback and is greater than the setback shirt.
The comeback t-shirt from the Cinch store. He was very specific with what he wanted. Yeah. We brought him like 5 new t-shirts from the Cinch store because he wanted to represent. And he was going to wear the Free Cinch one, but he decided he wanted to wear the comeback
I wanted to show people that the comeback is greater than the setback. And I walked out of federal prison doing 8 full months, you know, with my head held high. You know, my finger to the sky. And a lot. And sometimes people want to know, why do I have my finger pointed to the sky? Do you know why, honey?
I know.
Why?
Because you're pointing to God.
I'm pointing to God. I'm letting people know that, not people, but anyone watching, God, the universe, that I'm not going to quit. I'm going to continue to be my best self and live my best life.
Yeah. And you guys got to see that raw real time moment.
Yeah.
And it was just incredible that we have that documentation and can actually see it and share it because we were on a roller coaster with that. But like I said, so he got right in the car. We pulled out of there. We pulled over on the side of the road. Audio hooked him up. Paparazzi was getting him from different angles. Mm-hmm. And it was just craziness. But he went right to work, guys. So we went home and we ate. I think we hung out by ourselves for one night. Uh-huh. And by the next day, we had the cameras along with us going to see Dr. Dutella and Dr. Sperling and then going to see his friends. And that was really within 24, 48 hours.
Yeah, I immediately got a facial because in prison, man, the conditions in prison are not optimal for good skin, and I'm in TV and that's my profession and I need to take care of my skin and my appearance. So I first went to get a facial and a laser from what was it, Sperling, honey, right?
Yeah, you did Dr. Sperling for that
Dr.
one.
Dr. Sperling, yeah.
And then Tutela as well.
Yeah. So, and I continued with fitness and that was it. You know, I think I may have taken a day off of just a pizza party with my wife, but I continued on with the principles that I'm explaining to you guys.
Yeah, we took a few hours to ourselves when you first got home. And listen, the reason why some people I always see conflicting things about the right back to work part, but you know, he didn't work for 8 months.
Yeah.
So that prevented him from progressing in certain ways of his life that he was already on track and set up the, what is the word? Acceleration, not acceleration.
A momentum.
Momentum of his career and his life and everything. And he had such momentum going and then somebody literally prevented him from doing things for 8 months. So yes, we wanted him to go back to work. It was time. But we also wanted to make sure his well-being, his health, physically, emotionally was all good and he was great. He was solid. Everything went well. I wouldn't let him out of my sight for a period of time. We did have a new rule where there was no traveling unless we were together because we didn't want to spend any additional time apart. But everybody worked with us and we figured all that out. So it ended up being really great.
Yeah. Well, moral of the story is, guys, is the principle that we attack our day in our family is one day at a time.
Yes.
And we lead life with fitness.
So Mike and I always talk about how important it is for you to stay focused and start your days off with fitness and health, right, babe?
Exactly. That's how we live our life. And that is pretty much our motto, to lead life with fitness.
So yeah, I wanted to share a program that I found for you guys and I've been using it myself and I really love it. It is called Beachbody On Demand and it comes no surprise that we're all stuck in our homes for a while. So let's avoid the complacency and it is important now more than ever to stay active and keep moving. Work out, even take classes in the comfort of your own home with Beachbody On Demand. Some of the best programs I've found online are here on the Beachbody On Demand app. It's hundreds of effective workouts for all fitness levels ranging from bodybuilding bodybuilding to weight training to cardio, HIIT yoga, and even dance workouts as well. You can work out at your own schedule, which is perfect for what's going on right now with work from home and homeschooling kids and all that kind of chaos. So you can work out for just as short as 10 minutes and you don't even need equipment for some of these. So this is really beginner oriented. If you are having trouble getting motivated, it is really easy to just get out there and do it.
Yeah, honey, I totally agree. Because a lot of times people sort of look at the whole staircase and they don't look at the next step. And they need to get educated and get the body moving. And they don't know the routines. And that's why this is perfect. They have tons of different routines for every aspect of pretty much where you're looking to go with this.
So the program I'm really enjoying from Beachbody On Demand is called the Morning Meltdown 100. It's a 100-day program, 7 days a week. And it's just for 20 to 30 minutes each day for each workout, which to me, like, that is doable. We're all home 24 hours a day. We all have 20 to 30 minutes per day to do this. What it includes during the morning meltdown is you torch calories with high intensity cardio and resistance training while a live DJ turns up the energy and you burn off the pounds. Your goal in this program is to complete 100 workouts and unlock the best version of you. So that is the program I'm on. I challenge our Here's the Sitch listeners to join me in the morning meltdown 100 or pick a program that works best for you in your home. Right now, all Here's the Sitch listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text SITUATION to 303030. You will get full access to the entire platform for free. There's no better chance than now to get started. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and support is totally free. Again, just text SITUATION to 303030.
Wow, that's a good situation, honey. And I just thought about this, honey. The whole series of Jersey Shore Family Vacation pretty much documents our comeback from our, you know, proposal when I proposed to you, mm-hmm. to our wedding. Eventually, obviously, there was a hiccup or a mountain in the road, which was prison in the court system, which we got through, and then the eventual comeback, which people are watching now. So I'm so proud of that series. And we're going to have to order that unboxed set, I swear, and show it to the kids.
Yeah, it's so crazy because people often ask, like, what was your favorite episode or your favorite moment? And so much has happened in the reboot in our lives that it's like, it's crazy because there's just so much to celebrate and so much to be grateful for.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable that we have all of that footage to look at.
The first series of Jersey Shore was really just a warm-up. The situation was the villain, everyone's that you know, the character that you love to hate. But I love the progression to the man I am today. I'm so proud, you know, that going on 5 years sober. I'm married to my college sweetheart, giving back, helping people, and just a force of positivity in the streets, I believe.
You are.
And someone else wants to know, honey. They said, I don't know how to love myself or forgive myself. Now, I think this is a pretty straightforward question. Do you want to lead this or do you want BDS to go in on them? Because I'm ready to go in on them. Okay, first of all, someone that says, I don't know how to love myself or forgive myself, you have to understand, first of all, you're a human being. We're all humans. We all make mistakes, okay? The most important thing is that you turn those L's into lessons, okay? And the easiest way to get back to self-love and self-care would be fitness.
Yeah, I also think that if you can't forgive yourself, what was the first part of it? Can't forgive yourself.
It says, I don't know how to love myself or forgive myself.
The root of the problem, I don't even know the background, but you must not be doing things that make you happy.
Oh, very good. So, I like it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very whatever true. You're doing is not serving you. And if it's not serving you, it's not serving anyone or anything else in your life. It's only going to deteriorate it.
Yes.
So you need to get to the root of the problem of what's standing in your way, which is only you. Uh-huh. There's no big, scary, boogie monster. There's no one else forcing you to make decisions.
But what happens if they're in a job maybe that they don't love? And maybe, you know, they fell into a rut, maybe some depression. They're not working out. They're not sleeping good. They're not in healthy relationships.
Yeah, you gotta change little things at a time.
Exactly. You've got to give the advice to change little things at a time. Me personally, I have, you know, a mental note of of positives and negatives in my life. And I think it would be smart to make a list of positives and negatives in your life. Okay. And then one day at a time, start to cross them off. Mm-hmm. Okay. There are going to be some things on that list that you can't change for months, maybe a year, but you will eventually be able to change every single thing in your life one day at a time with small changes. Mm-hmm. I mean, am I right, honey?
Yeah. And I think that people just get caught up in the wanting instant gratification.
Oh, yeah.
An immediate result. And that's only human and natural. But the things that are worth celebrating and you feel so proud of achieving in life are things that take time to build upon and create.
Exactly.
And you got to give yourself the time.
Life is a marathon and not a sprint. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is why I always preach the pursuit of being addicted to bettering yourself. Because that's a lifelong pursuit that I can get behind.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, and I feel that is the reason why we're in the position that we're in today from some of the principles that we live by. And hence, the reason why we're having this podcast right now is to share, what we've learned
in the past. What worked for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people don't necessarily live their lives that way, but aspire to. And it's so much more clear for us to describe it when it's authentically how we live. And I think there's a lot of people out there that try to give you a blueprint or some kind of outline, and the only way to do it is to just do a little bit at a time. Mm-hmm. Keep it simple, stupid, stay focused, stay positive, don't trip up over little things that are not going to affect the big picture down the road.
Okay. Since you're on this roll, Mrs. Situation, how would you suggest someone get over a breakup? Okay, because I'm seeing people aspire to be in a relationship like Mike and Lauren's, and we're not perfect guys. We're just like everyone else. So how would you say that?
I think when you're going through a breakup, it's really important to find things that make you happy.
As an
individual.
So you're saying to get over someone is not to get under someone else?
No. No, that's probably just going to mess you up
probably,
even more.
Yeah, probably,
and cause a longer term.
I said that on purpose. Yes, I said that on purpose as a joke, but it's very true. I would say to focus on thyself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Focus.
Get in the best shape of your life.
Exactly.
Channel aggravation or that frustration of whether it's a loss of time or anything.
You want to focus on bettering yourself.
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to be a broken record, but I will, because it's the most important it's the most important sort of behavior or attribute that I'm going to continue on. It's, you know, you need to focus on yourself, continue to work on yourself, and work one day at a time.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how we do everything, how we do fitness, how we handled, recovery, how we handled me being away from prison, how we're handling the quarantine of 2020.
Yeah.
Everything's in steps.
And I want to challenge you guys. I feel like a lot of people wait until a big breakup to be in the best shape of their lives, to have some amazing comeback or physical transformation. Do that now. You don't need to go through heartache to really find your best self. You should be finding your best self, even if you are in a not great marriage right now, where you're just struggling and trying to work through the problems. Try to heal yourself in that relationship from the inside out. So you got to fix you first before you fix that relationship. Right?
No, I totally agree. Relationships are a two-way street, and you have to fix yourself first, or else you're really causing the whole equation to sort of being a sinking ship, sort of, you know? All right, guys. So we have a good one right here in front of me. It says, my brother was an addict years ago and says it's something you'll battle the rest of your life. Now, what is your opinion, honey? Because I know that I'm ready to go in on this one.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something you'll battle for the rest of your life. It is a lifelong disease, a lifelong challenge, and also a lifelong opportunity.
Oh, God. You know what? I was just about to jump on you, honey, and then you just come through with the opportunity. I just really love that. Listen, guys, it's all how you look at things in life. Yes, you're going to be fighting this for the rest of your life. You just need to come to the conclusion that you have an addictive personality. Okay? And if you have an addictive personality, you have to change those negative behaviors to positive ones. Okay? And that's exactly what I did. Okay? I believe that we all have a superpower, okay, inside of us. Okay? You can either use it for good or you can use it for bad. Okay? I used to use it for bad, and eventually it had led me to prison. Now I have turned it all around, have shown the comeback is greater than the setback, and I use it for good. Similar to, I'm trying to think of a TV character that turned it around, that was like super bad, but I really can't think of it. I think Darth Vader turned it around in the end.
Isn't there like a lot of different Marvel people that were bad and then good? Like, what was Batman's deal? Wasn't one of them bad? Like the Joker, wasn't he good and then bad? I don't
know. And in the new Joker movie, they say, in the new Joker movie, they say that he was, I think, Batman's brother,
like,
I think.
Like protege or something, yeah, right? I don't know. Bad analogy for us.
Yeah. But anyway, guys, it's not a negative. It is a positive. Okay?
Exactly. And that's why I said opportunity for the rest of your life.
I love it,
because most, if not all addicts are extremely smart.
Yeah.
Because you're 20, when you're in addiction, you're 24/7 scheming and plotting, and how are you going to remain high and get drugs or get alcohol or whatever you need to do. And that is coming first before anything. Now imagine being clear, sober, and focused, and having that kind of focus
to progress your life
on anything.
Yeah.
Whether it's your fitness, whether it's your health, whether it's business, multiple businesses.
Yep.
I mean, so many people in recovery are so successful for a reason, because they have their head on straight, they're clear, they're staying the path, they're not drinking, they're not drugging, they're making positive changes in all aspects of their lives, and they're super focused on what they're passionate about. So when you have all those things lined up, the sky's the limit in what you can achieve.
I really love that, honey. So it really comes down to, guys, a positive mental attitude. And if you are facing addiction, there is just a way to look at it. And we actually, in fact, do recover, guys. I have another person here that wants to know, do you feel you still have an internal mental struggle with substances? To be honest with you guys, going into five years now, no, I don't struggle with substances. I've known that I went down that road and it's not the road for me. I have to stay in my lane and run my race. If someone at the dinner table is having some wine, that's fine. That's their prerogative. That's their life. You know, I choose that. I feel that I bring more to the table being sober. You know, I am my best self without substances. So therefore, you know, I just love who I am today, and I have found a great path. So this is why we're sharing this, you know, our story today. Let's see what else we have here, honeys. Hi, guys. My ex-fiance dumped me 30 days before my wedding. Wow.
Oh, my God.
And how can I heal without closure? Well, first of all, I'm going to let you handle this one.
I was going to say you need to thank them that.
Because
that's the biggest gift you could have ever received in your entire life.
Yeah.
And it might not feel like it right now, but they just protected you from a very loveless, unhappy, and potentially toxic marriage.
Oh, God.
For who knows how long it would have gone down for, until one of you decided to finally throw the towel in and face the public, personal, and emotional scrutiny and start to rebuild yourself. Instead of having to go through that, he's given you, or she, I don't know who it came from, has given you the opportunity to turn it all around now without them. And
I love it.
Down the road, it is a blessing in disguise now. It may not feel like it. I know that sounds a lot easier than it actually is to deal with in the moment, but it is so worth it. And what is meant to be, no man can take away from you. So what God has decided for you to spend your life with somebody, it won't be such a shitty, for lack of a better word, outcome.
You know what? I couldn't be more prouder, honey, of that answer, because it is so true. That right there is, you know, the creator of the universe. I don't know if you believe in God, but someone was protecting you from something that you did not know.
Yep.
And that is a closed door, but it is a blessing. Now continue to move forward and claim yours. Get back to the basics. Get back to fitness. Get back to being your best life. And, you know, and I wouldn't say show people what they're missing, but, you know, I would just use that as fuel to in the fire. Am I right, honey?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that one. Here is another fan that is concerned, and I want you to, I know we answered a little bit of this before, but it comes from a woman, and she wants to know, how can she move past or forget the past, and because she has so much regret and it's hard to let go? And I answered this question for a guy before, but I wanted to get your perspective, honey.
How to move forward. Is it saying context of what?
She's just saying, how can she move forward and forget the past? She has a lot of regret and it's hard to let go. So we don't know the context of it.
Yeah, regardless of the context, there's a lot of things wrong with that. So you are, one, being regretful of decisions that you have made or not made in your life. And that is something that you can't live that way. We were just talking about earlier in the podcast about how when people ask Mike questions about giving his younger self advice, mm-hmm. we always kind of say, you know, well, we wouldn't change anything because every decision, good, bad, and different, is what led him to who he is today. And if he didn't have those challenges, then he wouldn't be as amazing of a man he is and so developed as a emotional and intelligent human being now. So you need to let go of the regret that you're holding on to and just make better decisions from today going forward.
Yep, mm-hmm.
And it's fine to have made mistakes. You're going mm-hmm. to also make mistakes. Mm-hmm. You're not going to know it's a mistake until a result happens from mm-hmm. it. But you just have to do the best you can every day going forward. And the other thing is you can't be thinking about the past. So that's something that I had to work on for a long time in, you know, the beginning, the early stages of Mike's recovery. We had a lot of different things happening personally, professionally, in businesses, and we had to close a lot of businesses, and there was a lot of stuff that would really frustrate me when mm-hmm. I thought about it. And what I had to challenge myself every day to say, today I'm not going to think about a business from a year ago mm-hmm. or 3 months ago or 5 years ago. But it was such a traumatic experience that it did linger and hang on. And I had to challenge myself to rise above it and choose to not look at the past, because guess what? Looking at that is only shining a magnifying glass on it, and it's making it, there's nothing you could change about
exactly.
it. There's no positivity that can come to it other than you just bringing it to the forefront of your mind when it doesn't exist
anymore.
It's
just going to ruin your
present.
It's going to ruin your present. So
yeah.
Moral of the story is to make a new future.
Yes.
Okay. And that's what it is.
You have to let go of the past.
You know, just like in a race, you can't focus on but what's behind you, you're going to crash, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. And the same thing with the reason why your windshield wiper or your windshield is so much bigger in your car than your rear view.
Yeah.
Because what is in front of you pales in comparison to what is behind
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and
I think
now
I said
if you're
it
right. driving, yeah, no, and if you're driving that vehicle and you're staring at the rear view, you're only going to end up in a huge ditch. And based on what you're looking at from the past. So
yes.
It's just, I know it really sucks when you're going through something really hard, and it's so much easier for someone to say that to you as advice, but it's so true. Nothing in your past is going to serve you right now or your future. It may be really tough, but choose the lessons to be learned from that.
Exactly. Yeah,
and
that's
to
what
make
it is.
Better decisions
yes.
today so that you can be proud of yourself.
Yes.
And a week from now, you can say, wow, I made that best decision on that Monday, making a choice to start my diet or start the next step or begin a new relationship or whatever it may be. Make decisions every day. Your future self will make you proud. You'll be proud of.
Yep, exactly. I couldn't agree more, honey. We have to learn to turn our L's into lessons. You know, we wouldn't be the people that we are today, the couple. We wouldn't be in business and a lot of successful things going in our life if we didn't make mistakes that we did five to 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. Because now we operate like, hey, listen, we double and triple check professionals today. We're more mature and more educated in business today because of some of the mistakes we've made 5 to 7 years ago. So don't be ashamed of your history or some of the losses you've taken in life. What would you suggest for someone who is overweight and needs to start slow? I mean, I think that is a great question. I preach fitness all the time. I'm going to have to say to get out and get the body moving. To be more simpler, I'd say to go out and walk. And walk, let's say, 3 to 5 times per week. You can start off doing 30 minutes. And then you can progress to 45 minutes the next week. And maybe the third or the fourth week, you can get up to 60 minutes. The body is a beautiful piece of machinery where it will adapt to the stress. So the more that you walk, the better. And eventually, after you walk, you'll be able to jog, and then you'll be able to run after a couple months, all from just walking. And then you'll think to yourself, wow, I feel way better. Now I'm going to, you know, join a gym, or now I'm going to start some exercise classes. It all starts from just taking that first step. Don't look at the staircase. Just look at the first step. Mm. Am I right, honey?
I love that.
We have someone that wants to know, what is the best thing about sobriety for us?
Wow. The best?
We might be here all day, guys, if we're going to speak about this one.
I think for me, the best thing about sobriety being brought into our lives is that it's supplied me and our family and our household with amazing tools and foundation of how to live every day.
Yep.
Whether you're in recovery or not. I mean, obviously, Mike is in recovery. We are fully supportive of that relationship. But what recovery has done for me in my life, and I'm not an addict, it is amazing what it's done for me. Like, which is why I choose to spend our time talking about it and sharing our experience and sharing my experience with it, because it's made me such a better, more accountable person in my life today that I wouldn't even dream I could be this like enlightened. I feel like at this age of my life,
it's unbelievable. You know, leading a life full of, you know, integrity, peace, and purpose. And I got to say it again because of it. But leading a life full of integrity, peace, and purpose have opened up so many doors for us in so many avenues.
That's what I have to say I'm most grateful for the whole experience. Your health, you being here, you being able to sit across from me, clear, focused,
ready to attack the world,
and healthy is unbelievable, and an intangible amount of gratitude I have for that. And us living with integrity, peace, and purpose every day.
Oh, it's really unbelievable. And I have to also say, guys, that we have so much less problems in our life. You know what I'm saying? When you're not messing with substances and drugs and alcohol, you make a lot less mistakes in life. You know, there's no such thing as, you know, really drinking and driving for me. There's no DUIs for me. There's a very, very small chance of me being arrested for some other reason. You know, I know better. You know, so I'm not saying that you're never going to have any problems, because we're human and we make mistakes. But leading a life of integrity, peace, and purpose has just, you know, allowed us to not have any issues really.
It's changed our lives drastically. I mean, it's just unbelievable how much it's advanced our relationships and our own personal and professional success.
And it also would be lost without. And it also opened up. So this is one of the reasons why we have this podcast today. You know what I mean? It's just the way that we live our life, and you know, and what we've learned in the past 10 years. Of fighting those battles and how we can help people.
And it's such a better way to live, which is what he's saying of like why we started this, because we want you guys to live better. We want everybody to have this experience where you're just so happy and grateful for everything that's been gifted to you in this life, and being appreciative for relationships and family members and everything. And it's just, what a great way to live.
Well, guys, we don't like to close down one of our broadcasts without ending it with a segment we like to call Living Our Best Life, and where we say one of our favorite quotes and what it means to us and how we apply it in life. And pretty much this whole podcast pretty much has been about, if you are always looking back, you can't see what's coming. And that is the quote right there, guys. If you're always looking back, you can't see what's coming. Now, honey, I know we spoke about this throughout the podcast, but what does this mean to you, so you can explain to some of the subscribers and the people out there that are listening of what this means to you?
Oh, my goodness. That means that every positive thing that's about to hit your life, a relationship, a financial opportunity, a new job, a new house, maybe a child, you're missing it all because you're staring at what happened in the past and all these blessings are being shot down from God to you, and you're just missing them left and right because you're staring the opposite direction and trying to change something that you have no business looking at and you can't affect.
Exactly, guys. Listen, don't forget to never take your eyes off the road, all right? Or pretty much you'll crash, mm-hmm. All right, guys? Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence. Until next time, I'm Mike.
And I'm Lauren.
Love you guys. Stay safe. Mm-hmm.